Good morning and welcome to the FTS bet slip on Thursday the 4th of April. Firstly, bit of disappointment, I'm pushed for time. The plane story is going to have to be shipped back to, I'll probably have to do that Monday or Tuesday now. Apologies for those of you biting your nails for it. I've just got too much on with Aintree and football coming up at the weekend and things like that. So yes, I will just literally cover everything that I need to today. I have posted my Aintree bets up on the website at FTS. So if you go to ftsincome.co.uk and go to the blog in the top menu, you'll be able to access my day one for Aintree. I will continue to post them for each of the 3 days. Whether I get a chance to do the results at the end of each day, I'll try to, but if not, then I'll have to do them after the weekend. Got a busy time at the minute. Those of you registered for the trends PDF, that has already been sent for today. That mirrors some of my bets, and again, that'll be sent out Friday and Saturday as well. So hopefully you'll enjoy that. That's okay for you. The football front, I've just got one trade, and that is in La Liga. Sociedad versus Betis, kicking off at 8:30. Just check that, because Betfair have got times wrong. I think it is right, but just double check. And that's been the bane of my life this week, Ben. Betfair kickoff times since the clocks changed. So Sociedad versus Betis, after 20 minutes, if it's 0-0, I'll back over. I'll lay under 0.5 first half goals from sort of 20 minutes through to 35 minutes, three bets. Hopefully a goal goes in. If it is 0-0 at half time, I will then move into the over 1.5 market and back over 1.5 on 45 minutes, and I'll back it again on 65 minutes if still 0-0 and trade from there. So just the one football trade, Sociedad versus Betis, 8:30 kickoff, laying under 0.5 first half goals in 20 minutes onwards, dripping that through to 35 minutes, and then if it gets to 0-0 at half time, moving over to the 1.5 market. That is the lot. Sorry, I'm a bit rushed today. Just, as I say, got a lot on. Football back to, well, football, obviously I've got to close off all the ultimate processes tonight, etc., after those games finish. And then obviously we've got the new weekend ahead, so everything will be out tomorrow morning. And I will have a podcast up with some football tomorrow, but and Aintree bets will be posted, but not much else. And as I say, I'll have a longer podcast for you early next week, where I shall include the plane story and anything else, including Tottenham's new stadium last night and Suggsy not having a seat, which was amusing. It's a fantastic stadium, but the inside workings were an absolute shit show last night. Running out of everything and getting home is an absolute nightmare. But I'll cover all that next week as well. So enjoy your Thursday, enjoy the first day of Aintree. Following me, good luck. Hopefully we go well, and I'll be back in the morning.